After having gone through a few of the processes of the Yom Kippur service and having completed the offering of the Korban Tomid, the Mishnah tells us that the next thing which was done is Hevi'ul Beis HaParva. They would bring the Kohen Gadol to the chamber known as Beis HaParva, which we learnt earlier on. There was a mikvah on the roof of this chamber, and that's where the Kohen Gadol would go to the mikvah throughout the day of Yom Kippur. With HaKodesh HaYisar, it was considered part of the holier area of the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. Peres v'sodin shel butz b'nei l'vein ha'om. They would spread a linen sheet between him, the Kohen Gadol, and the people, so that they wouldn't see him when he was getting undressed. And then, kiddush yodo v'raglov, he would wash his hands and feet, and then ufoshat. Then he would take his clothes off. However, Meir says it's the opposite. Meir says, poshat, first he takes his clothes off, and then kiddush yodo v'raglov, then he washes his hands and feet. The argument between them being whether the reason why they are washing his hands and feet is for the honor of the clothes which he is taking off, or is it for the sake of the clothes which he is now putting on? Be it as it may, Yarad V'Toval, he goes down into the mikveh and dips himself into the mikveh. Ola, he comes up and out of the mikveh and is tapag and dries himself. Hevilo b'delovon, they bring him literally white clothes. This refers to the special clothes which he only wore in Yom Kippur, which didn't contain any gold, and for the services which were performed inside the Beis HaMikdash building, the Kohen Gadol would wear these special clothes. As we'll see throughout the Masechta, he changes his clothes a number of times. So Lovash, he puts his clothes on, and then with Kiddush Raglov, he washes his hands and feet again. Just like every time he changed his clothes, he would wash his hands and feet before doing so, and after having put on the new clothes.